This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to a Patriots Passionate Roster Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's Friday, November 16th, right here at Gillette Stadium, and as usual, we have the PFW writers, Paul Perlow, Tom Casale, and Andy Hart. So break it down for us.
Thanks, Lori. Not a lot to break down this week. Not any official moves to go over. Troy Brown, still practicing in his 21-day PUP window. We have about another week to go here before the team will be forced into making a decision, although they could make a decision at any point if they chose to either activate him or leave him on PUPIR for the remainder of the year. But I don't see any reason to believe they would do that before they need to make a decision. And other than that, it's the injury report, which I will go over to bring to your attention a couple notable names. Eric Alexander, Mel Mitchell, Eugene Wilson all did not participate in practice this week on Wednesday and Thursday. Eric Alexander still has a knee injury, Mel Mitchell a groin injury, and Eugene Wilson with the ankle injury. Interesting, you get two of those guys, special teams types in Alexander and Mitchell, who've been battling injuries for multiple weeks now, and Eugene Wilson, who's had this ankle injury, yet still we see him walking around with no apparent limp, has not addressed the media in a while. What do you think his situation is moving forward? He's a guy that's really struggled with injuries over the years. We've even seen this scenario play out where he missed time for an extended period and then ended up on IR later.
Yep.
Is there a concern that Eugene Wilson ends up on injured reserve?
I mean, I suppose there's a concern for Eugene Wilson, but the way the team has played and the way that James Sanders has played in his absence, I don't think there's much of a concern for the Patriots themselves. Obviously, they want as many healthy bodies and contributors as they can get, but I don't think it's a major concern going forward if they were to lose him and be down to the situation that they've been going with at safety in his absence.
Tom Casale, interesting tie-in here. We spoke with Patriots defensive coordinator Dean Pease today. He had a press conference here at Gillette Stadium, and he was asked about Brandon Merriweather. And normally you'd think Eugene Wilson goes down, Brandon Merriweather, a free safety, versatile type, sort of in the Wilson mold, might be ready to step up and get more playing time. But do you believe that to be the case?
Not according to Dean Pease. I think you would see Rashad Baker get more playing time.
He seems to be the next
in line. I told you, the guy's got moxie. I noticed that in the first mini camp. I said, this
when
guy's
he laid out Randy there. Moss.
Yeah. This guy's got something. I don't know what it is, but it's something. And I think he's the next in line. Merriweather, I don't know. It seems like he might have a Chad Jackson thing where he's not quite picking things up. He has the athletic ability, so I think they're going to... I would think that you would see him against passing teams like the Colts and things. And he wasn't even on the field.
Right.
So I don't think you're going to see much of him.
It's clear that Tom is right about Baker. I mean, he's the guy that's gotten the time, not Merriweather. And when they've needed an extra defensive back, even in the
doesn't mean Tom's right about Baker.
Wow.
I just said he would make the team.
And you call me stubborn and obnoxious. Now you're claiming to know more than the coaches
Maybe
do.
Maybe it's lesser. I think we proved that with my Adalys Thomas thoughts. Guy's still playing inside linebacker in week 10.
But I think it's pretty clear that they feel that when they go to the dime package and they use the six defensive backs, Baker is one of them, and Merriweather hasn't been. He really hasn't played significant defensive snaps in Cincinnati that I can really think of.
Yes, and it's clear Dean Pease made it very clear without saying he's struggling to pick up the offense defense, just saying he's still learning. There's a transition phase there, whether it's a rookie or a veteran coming into this system. He's seen it in the past. And, you know, so that's clearly an issue there with Merriweather as he learns the defensive scheme and prepares to have a role with this team, whether it's late in the year or whether it's next year. You know, you have to think at some point you take a first-round pick. You hope at some point he develops into a playmaker for your team. But other than that, coming out of the bye, Patriots relatively healthy. The rest of the injury report, and these are the limited practice participation guys, Tom Brady, Eddie Jackson.
You think he'll go?
I do.
Okay.
Eddie Jackson's knee, you know, obviously comes off PUP, still maybe a little soreness there. Stephen Neal's shoulder, which has been a recurring theme not only this year.
The last time he was in that situation, he missed three games.
Mike Vrabel and Wes Welker with team decision on those two guys for both days, but Rodney Harrison didn't have his pads on yesterday, as most of our listeners heard on PFW Progress, but that seems to be one of those veteran things. I don't believe there's an injury issue there.
No, I don't
So for the most part, this team's pretty healthy. Going into Week 11, undefeated, big matchup, Sunday night matchup with the Bills in Buffalo, And we don't usually get predictions here on the roster report.
Pain.
But, of course, we usually have roster moves to talk about here on the roster report. So this week, quickly, predictions. And I'll start with Lori Baranski. Is your mic on? What's the score of this week's game?
38-7.
Oh, she stole my...
Paul Perillo.
She stole my score. That's
okay.
The one I used for the TV show.
Tom Casale, score?
30-13.
On the TV show, I went 31-6. I walked into the locker room today, and virtually everybody was doing cartwheels, laughing, joking. So I'm going 99-2. Patriots demolish the Bills. Patriots are feeling good these days, undefeated, and ready to roll through the second half of the season healthy and with no need for roster moves, apparently. Back to Lori.
Well, thanks, guys. Join us again next week for a brand new Ross Report podcast. Keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.